It is. Yeah, she's really nice. Hello.
Hi, Alexis. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you doing?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm good. So I see that it didn't work out well with Miss Megan. And I wanted to see if.
Did you hear that from Megan, or did you hear that from me calling yesterday and talking to Valerie?
From you. I
Okay.
haven't spoken to Megan. I'm not calling her at all.
Yeah, she is something else.
She is. And you know, when I thought that you knew each other when you came over together, and she's like that she put an ad on Facebook, blah blah blah. And I'm just like, and we told her
Yeah,
when
she
we
lied. I never went anywhere with her, so I don't know
yeah, I don't know.
who she had saying that they were me, but it wasn't me. And on top of that, like
No, when you came
she's
over to our agency, I'm saying.
Oh yeah. No.
I
She
know. She's been an issue in the past, and unfortunately, we are not able to staff her with our caregivers, but
Yeah.
we can
I
accept
wouldn't
her
staff
if
her
she
with
comes over.
anyone.
Yeah, the only way we accept her is if she comes over with a caregiver. So I apologize for that
I mean, see, what she's
experience.
doing is welfare fraud, as
I
far as I'm
know. I'm
concerned,
aware.
so.
And we have it's been an issue, and it's not only just with that. It's she's asking the caregivers to do things outside of your scope of
Yeah.
responsibility, you know. So
Yeah, I'm not going to be your Airbnb
yeah.
maid.
It's so
Are you serious?
crazy. So
Yeah, like
crazy.
the
This
fact that
woman, man.
she's banned from Airbnb now because I called them too.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not playing with this lady. Like
I
he's
hear
like
you.
my daughter
I know
my
it.
daughter is in foster care right now because
Oh.
she called these people and told them that I was not living there, that I was homeless, that like I don't even understand what all she told them,
Why?
but
Why was she? I don't understand her.
I have no idea.
All
I
right.
have no
So, are you
idea. I
looking
don't
for
understand what
work?
her
Or
doing.
do you want to work with a
Yeah.
different patient? Okay.
Do you guys have other patients
I
that
do.
would
I do.
you do?
I'm gonna send over to you all of the clients I have within a reasonable distance. I mean, I have something that's 17 minutes from you, it says in let me pull it up. She is in Harleysville. Is that too far?
So right now I don't necessarily like have a car. I'm hoping that on Friday when I get my paycheck, I can buy one. Because it should be enough to do that.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna send you over all the cases anyway that I have within a
Okay.
reasonable distance. You know, and just take a look and see if anything's doable. Let me know. And you know, even if anything changes in the next week or so, just shoot me a text and say, hey, you know, I'm able to take this case now, you know, because I may not, because that area is just very void of caregivers, unfortunately. So it may not be staffed within the next couple of weeks. So if you are able to accept at a later date, just let me know and I'll see if we can get you on it.
Okay, cool. And then I do also have somebody that does, she's calling me right now. She wants me to care for her, but through a different company, so.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you over everything, and if she wants to transfer over, you know, so you don't have to do the whole onboarding process again, that's fine too, because we can just get the authorization from her insurance for the hours you're planning on working with her.
Yes, I definitely want to keep working. So I definitely will take a look at the cases and I will let you know as soon as possible.
All
Can I
righty.
have $3 on pump three? Okay, sorry.
That's okay. All
Yeah, I'm like
righty.
down to my last $3. Megan really,
I
she did
know.
take $500 from me.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
And did you
Oh, that was the wrong pin.
press charges or do an file
I
a
called the police.
police report?
I did call the police. I had to have them come with me just to get my things. And I mean, I guess I have to file a police report then? Is that what I have to do?
Yeah, I would do that just to have everything that occurred down in writing. So that way, even if you want to do anything through small claims or anything like that, you have that in writing that this is what
Thank
happened,
you, sorry.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anything happens with her in and the service coordinator or Medicaid, you know, you have that information at the police station as well. So
yeah.
They have that to review.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't understand any of this. But thank you for calling me and reaching out to me.
Of course.
Because my whole issue was that, like, you know, she said she needed someone to care for her. And I was like, I am happy to care for you.
Exactly, yeah.
She definitely has
mental incapacities that,
yeah.
And, you know, we tried explaining this to the service coordinators in the past, and nobody really, I don't know why they're still allowing her to make even any kind of decisions with any involving people, because she's not treating anybody fairly, so.
No.
I certainly don't fault you at all. Nobody
okay,
does. We know her. So,
okay.
So,
no, if you are able to just send me over those cases, I
of
will
course.
Totally take a look at them. If they're close by, I definitely will take
all
you
right.
up on that.
Of
just
course.
So I can keep working and not have, you know, I already missed now 2 days of pay.
I get it. I'm going to
get
a collection together and I'll send it over right within the next half hour, I'd say.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Again,
mm-hmm.
I apologize, Alexis, and I look forward to working with you still, okay?
Thank you so much. Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.